What's up, everybody, and welcome into episode 31 of the H&M Trucking Podcast. I'm your host, Marcus. Thank you so much for being here today. Let's get this out of the way quick. Don't forget, like and share and subscribe to the podcast. It really helps us out. Tell all your friends about it. Tell your family. Thanksgiving's coming up. How about you sit down at the Thanksgiving table and forget the politics this year? Talk about the H&M Trucking Podcast. I love it. Halloween's coming up. You could maybe just give out episodes of the H&M Trucking Podcast. Just maybe pull them up on your phone, tell them you'll share the link, and say, hey, I'm going to save you a few calories this year. No Snickers bars, but here's episode 27 of the H&M Trucking Podcast. It's called Marcus Rides Shotgun Again, and it's a driver-only special. If you're willing, that would be a very appreciated favor, since I know most of you probably aren't willing. Just like, share, and subscribe to this bad boy, and help us out any way you can. You can also link up with us on the social media posts. Anytime you see a social media post about this podcast, if you comment on it, I will read it. We'll get you on the podcast if you want to, or if you know someone that you would like to have on this podcast or like to hear, reach out, tell Eve, tell anybody at H&M. They'll get that message to me. All right, that's all the homework. What's on the docket for episode 31? I got to thinking here a couple weeks back. You know, we've talked to a ton of staff members. We've talked to a ton of drivers from H&M. We get a really good feel about how those people feel about H&M as a company. They like it. They love the culture. They love the family-oriented environment. They love knowing that H&M's got their back if something happens and maybe they need to come home early or maybe they need to stay out for a little bit longer. It's a very well-oiled machine, H&M Trucking, and I was thinking, what else does it take to make it run? Because we've talked to a lot of the people. I won't say all of them because there's some of them that we haven't got to yet and some of them that are playing cat and mouse games and maybe they don't want to come on the podcast just because they're a little bit nervous. I totally get that. But there's a lot of other things that go into running this company. And I think about that old adage that it takes a village to raise a child. We're not raising a child here, but we are running a company and a pretty big one at that. What does it take to run over 250 trucks? Well, it takes some vendors that are very well keyed in to what H&M needs as a company. And on today's episode, we're going to put all of the H&M employees on leave. We're going to let the drivers have a day where they don't have to worry about me calling to bug them. And we're only going to talk to people that supply H&M with the equipment that they use to make this whole company move forward. I've got a great set of guests today. We're going to have three different vendors on, and vendor is not a word that I like. We're going to have three different business associates of H&M on today. Mark Golden from Mid-States Utility. He's the operations director of the Omaha branch out there. Sales manager from MCT company, Zach Willett, will join us, and also Steve Christensen, who's the regional sales manager of Tech Equipment, which, by the way, is headquartered in my home state, the great state of Oregon. So, without further ado, let's talk to some of the people that make it possible for H&M to stay up and running every single day.
From Omaha, Nebraska, to whatever lane you're driving, this is the H&M Trucking Podcast with your host, Marcus Bridges.
Next up on this very special episode of the H&M Trucking Podcast, where we're talking to H&M's vendors, we've got the operations director for the Omaha store of Mid-States Utility, Mark Golden. Mark, thank you so much for being here today.
You bet. Great to be here.
Well, we're so happy to have you. This is so cool to get to talk to some of the people that supply H&M with the means to do the job that they do. Can you tell me a little bit about Mid-States Utility?
Yeah, Mid-States Utility has been around for a long time. Been in Omaha, I believe, around 30 years. Owned by the Kaiser family. We're a utility dealer. We have dealerships in Des Moines, Sioux Falls. Sioux City is our home office, and then in Omaha. We're currently in the process of building a new facility here in Omaha. I've been with Mid-States for 18 years, I believe. I started as a mechanic on the floor and kind of worked my way into this position. It's a great company to work for, very family-oriented. very customer oriented. They promote the managers going out and getting in front of customers, you know, taking customers to lunch, doing events, shared events with customers and donations, stuff like that. So it's just a fantastic company to work for if you want to be out in front of people and support your team.
And one of the most recognizable logos on the road. I was browsing your website and that utility logo that you see on the back of, it seems like every single semi trailer that you're behind on the freeway, you see that logo on. That's pretty cool.
It's definitely one that you're going to see the most. I mean, the original utility corporation, I know it was started in 1914. Wow. And it's to this day is one of the oldest privately held trailer manufacturers around. So I think in 2014 was 100 years for the utility brand.
That's amazing. And what does it mean to you, real quick, before we get to the H&M side of this, what's it mean to you to work for such a well-known and respected and long-standing brand?
It's cool. It's very cool. When I started as a mechanic, I had no idea what I was doing, no intentions of really even staying at this job. I remember I'd kind of worked my way into a deal where they sent us to like a manager's meeting. And that's when I really got an idea, a feel for how big it was. And more than that, just the community of it, you know, meeting dealers from all around the world, really, you know, and it was just something about that kind of grabbed me. And it was a surprise, you know, 18 years later, I'm still very involved in it. I enjoy being involved in it. I enjoy the dealer conferences. So for me, it was just a kind of a godsend. You know, you don't get to have a job every day that you actually can truly say you enjoy.
Absolutely. And, well, it's no surprise to me that with you saying that, you know, the company is very family oriented and customer oriented. Absolutely no surprise that H&M has been involved with you guys, because it's the same type of culture that they like to instill in their company. Now, I do want to ask you, what kind of equipment has Mid-States Utility been setting H&M up with lately?
Well, H&M uses Utility 4000 DX dry vans, 101-inch dry vans. They do run with a heater unit, some of those. So we supply them with those dry vans. We supply them with the service, and we also supply them with parts. And so that's their main jam. I'm not sure if they are at all, but I believe they used to be 100% utility dry van fleet. You know, they're a lightweight trailer. They've moved to a disc brake setup, which saves a ton of maintenance. They're a little bit more user-friendly, and I believe they're a lot, quite a bit safer. They run a Hendrickson Tire Max Pro tire inflation system. They run exterior rub rails, which kind of cuts down on damage time, which obviously cuts down on shutdown time. And side skirts, those are all some of the major components that are all involved in that 4000 DX van.
It's a good looking trailer too. I mean, you know, I feel like sometimes the trailers are kind of the unsung heroes of the trucking industry. And
yeah, the big white box.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I got to stand out in the lot when I was back in Omaha, checking some of these trailers out, walking around them. And you can really tell just by being around it. Like, I don't have any knowledge of how these things are made, but I can tell that they're very well made. And, you know, H&M loves running them. There's no question about it. Can you talk just a little bit about the relationship that Mid-States Utilities built with H&M over the years?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, I've been there for a long time with this relationship and through many different folks, some that are retired and gone. But we've always had a great relationship with H&M. Utility, as we spoke about earlier, is very, Shane Kaiser, our owner, is very, very much employee and customer oriented. And H&M's always had that same value. So it made our relationship very easy to build on. You know, if you have a problem, you're going to have problems, right? Things aren't always going to work. Components aren't always going to do what they're supposed to do. And the one thing beautiful about the relationship with H&M is when something like that happens, I can pick up a phone, I can call somebody and say, hey, man, this happened. And it's not an argument. It's never an argument. It's always, where are we going to go from here? What's a solution? And that's a very welcome customer as a vendor, right? The arguing and the bickering never really gets anything done, but it's so great to have a relationship with a company that's willing to work with you and a company that supports its drivers as well. And so like my company or our company, Mid-States Utility, it's great and very easy to have a relationship with another company that has the same benefits. Just an outstanding all-around relationship. I remember back in the day when I was just an outside sales guy, you know, I was always nervous to go in and meet new customers. And I found H&M to be a place I wanted to go to all the time because it was welcoming. You know, it was warm. I could go down there and tell jokes and sell some stuff on the process, and made relationships that to this day I still carry with folks that are gone from H&M. You know, it's just amazing.
That is great. I love that because I've done a little bit of outside sales in my career journey, if you will. And no, I'm not cut from that cloth, Mark. I'll be honest with you. It was not an easy gig. And you're exactly right. You tend to find those places that you really want to be and you like to be because they welcome you in. And H&M's got that in spades. No question.
They do.
Have you been down to the new office in Omaha yet?
I have. We just did this summer, we did a cookout. We brought down, we have a cookout trailer that we take around and cook pork loins, hamburgers, hot dogs, stuff like that for customers. So this year I got a chance, Jim Muscle got me set up to run through there. I got a chance to see that. So that was pretty cool.
That's great. Well, you know, next time you talk to Jim, tell him I haven't lost his number yet. He's hoping that I'm going to lose it and stop calling him and asking him to be on the podcast. But
yeah, he needs to do it. I agree.
A cookout trailer, man. That is awesome. Do you ever get that thing over into the Great Pacific Northwest? Because if you're in my neck of the woods, I'm coming out.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's super fun. Like I said, it's just another thing that our owner Shane Kaiser really believes in, that, and they take that thing all over Iowa and South Dakota, Nebraska. We take it out to Western Nebraska, some folks out there, and it's just a great big gooseneck trailer with a huge grill and a refrigerator, the whole nine yards. You can really have a pretty good time out of that thing.
Man, I got a tailgate for an Oregon Ducks game coming up in a couple of weeks. And yeah. If you guys are free, man, put me on the calendar because that sounds like a great deal. You know, what else can you tell me about moving forward for the relationship between Mid-States and H&M? Are there any new product lines that are coming out that you're going to present to H&M or anything like that that you're excited about in the near future?
At this time, they're very, well, one thing about H&M, and they always have been like this, is if there's something new out and it works and it's proven, they're already running it. They know about it before I would probably know about it. And that all started back with Chuck Radke. Chuck was always involved in everything new. And that is something that stuck with H&M. And so there's not a whole lot of new stuff that H&M isn't already utilizing. they kind of are very much pillars in the market as far as just let's find this the most efficient thing and let's run it. Let's try it. You know, it's pretty cool. They're very innovative like that.
That's awesome. Well, you know, I wondered if that wasn't the case because, like I said, you know, I've stood around the lot, checked out some of the trailers. I got to sit in a brand new Volvo truck before it was even ready to go out on the road. And yeah, H&M's always driving around in some of the cleanest gear. So not surprising at all that it's got that utility logo on the back of it.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, we're up against the clock here. I really appreciate the time, but I do want to give you the floor for just a moment. If there's anything that you would like to say to H&M, we got a lot of drivers listening. We've got some office staff listening for sure. So the floor is yours.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys having me on. It's been an honor all these years being part of the H&M utility relationship. We appreciate you guys so much. You keep my team paying their bills, and we hope we are helping you guys pay your bills. Thanks to all the drivers out there putting in the work and spending the time in the truck away from home to make sure everybody's got the things that they need in life. And we really appreciate that. Mid-States Utility does, and I'm sure that H&M does as well. And really, I mean, other than that, I don't have a whole lot. Just thank you very much. You guys are amazing customers.
Mark Golden, Operations Director from Mid-States Utility, the Omaha store. Thank you so much for your time, my friend. We'll get you back on here sometime in the future and have another chat, all right?
You bet. Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up here on the H&M Trucking Podcast, we've got Zach Willett. He's the sales manager from MCT Companies in Omaha. Zach, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, we're just welcoming in as many vendors as would be willing to come on and talk to us for this episode today. So we really appreciate you guys taking some time here. Can you talk to me a little bit about what MCT offers the trucking industry in general?
Sure. You know, our core business is refrigeration units for transportation. And then we also do, auxiliary power units for trucks. And then, of course, parts and service. Along with refrigeration units, we also do like what H&M buys, which is our Solaras, which is a heat-only option, keeps products from freezing. But that's really our core business is TRUs, heat units, and then APUs.
Gotcha. And for those APUs, they're pretty strong, I imagine. I hear a lot of truckers are running, you know, they've got TVs, they've got their DVD players. Some of them are even running like full-on gaming rigs in their sleepers. What type of capacity do these things have?
Well, you know, they have, we have all kinds of different options. We have diesel APUs, battery powered APUs. You know, that's one of the things that we really look for when we talk to our customers is what are your drivers going to be doing? What are you looking for? What kind of functionality? But you know, with the diesel APUs, which are by far the most popular currently, they provide air conditioning for the cab, heating for the cab. They have a generator on board to provide power for hotel loads. Like you're talking about, guys running TVs, microwaves, gaming systems, all that, everything. You know, one of the different things we do is, like I said, I'm not trying to necessarily sell you a product. We just talk to our customers and try and be a partner with our customers and give them what they need.
For sure. And that's what every great salesperson does, or every great company that's really good at sales does, is they don't try to sell you anything. They just find out what you need and fill that need. Can you talk a little bit about the relationship that you've built with H&M in filling those needs over the years?
Sure. You know, I work with Jim Mussel the most. Jim's a really great guy, but they were just having some issues with a different product line that they were going with. And so we sat down with them, talked to them about what they needed. And so far, I think they've been really happy, and we've been really happy with the relationship that we've built with H&M and Jim. They've switched over their buying Solaras from us, which are our heat only option for trailers. And then they're buying our current APU, which is the Aspen, for their truck. It's been great getting to know Jim and building a relationship with him, and the company so far is great. So, you know, we just hope that we can keep providing them with what they need.
Jim is a great guy, runs a real tight ship down there at the shop. And this is not the first time he's been brought up during this podcast. So hats off to Jim down there. I told the last person I was talking to, Jim just wants me to lose his number because he likes the podcast. He just doesn't like to be on it. And he's such a wealth of knowledge that I like to have him on here, but I haven't lost his number yet, but it's few and far between that we actually get to talk to Jim on this podcast. So I'm hoping that maybe if we can get some of these good-natured wishes out over the airwaves to him, he'll become a little bit more of a podcast guy. But I don't know, Zach. He's a tough nut to crack, that Jim.
You know, I bet that's just the exterior that he puts out there, because we were at lunch here a few weeks ago and he mentioned the podcast. He showed it to me on Spotify. We found it. I've listened to a couple of your guys' episodes. I plan on listening to some more. It was a really fun thing, but he told me he's been on it a few times. And you know what? He may tell you that he doesn't like it, but he told me that you make it pretty easy and painless for him. So I don't think he disliked it that much.
Look at that. All right. Well, now I've got a little bit of ammo. So I'm going to let him know that Zach told me over that you guys had a conversation over lunch. And
Whoa. I don't know if we need to throw my name out there, though. I mean, I didn't listen. Jim's a great guy, but I just told you we built this great relationship, and now you're going to try and back the bus over me on it. Just be a little careful.
All right. I will do that for you, Zach. In returning the favor, I'll keep your name close to the vest there. Because, yeah, you know, while Jim is a nice guy, he also looks like he could pick you up and throw you through a wall if he really wanted to. So,
yeah, Jim is one of those guys I wouldn't want him upset at me. Personally.
Right. He told me, I don't even remember what it was, but he told me about an injury that he had that was like a pretty bad, like serious injury. And the dude's like, yeah, so I got it all stitched up, came back to work the next day. It was like, that would have put me out for 3 weeks, Jim. What are you doing back at work? Well, he's got a tight ship to run down there. So,
He broke his elbow here not too long ago.
And he was
right back at it. Yeah. He shattered his elbow and he was out with his daughter, I think, and shattered his elbow and stuck it out and he was like moving it. Oh man, yeah, he was. He showed me a bunch of pictures of it. It was gnarly.
Do you have any tips for the H&M drivers, Zach, about the APUs that H&M is running, or any features that maybe are kind of unsung heroes of that unit?
You know, my biggest thing would be don't hesitate to call us. You know, if you're driving for H&M and you have a question about your APU, you know, give me a call, give one of my guys out in the service department a call. You know, that's one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is that we're there for our customers and there for, you know, like I said, we try to partner with them. So it's not just like we sold them something and here it's yours. Now figure it out. If the drivers or anybody have questions, reach out to us. We're more than happy to help out and answer any questions you might have about it.
You know, I'm browsing the website, your guys' website, mctcompanies.com. And I went down to your core values and I noticed that the very first one is camaraderie. And I'm starting to get that just based on the relationship you talk about that you have with Jim. And it seems like the openness that you have to have customers call you or your guys to figure things out. Can you talk a little bit about how that camaraderie kind of flows through the business there at MCT and how it's an advantage for your company to have that mindset?
You know, we started out, Bill, who's our CEO, he started out working for Carrier Corporate for 20 years. And then in 96, he bought in with another partner and they had three territories, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Iowa. And in the late 90s, early 2000s, we split off onto our own and we started off with 12 employees. Today we have, you know, a couple hundred. We have Nebraska, Southern California, Kansas, and then North and South Carolina.
Wow.
We've still tried to keep that feel. I mean, one thing that Bill's always told me and he tells all of our guys, you'll never get in trouble from him if our motivation for doing something was because we felt it was right. And we try and keep those values. We tell it to all of our technicians also. But, you know, if you do something for somebody and you make a call and you thought it was the right thing to do, even if it wasn't right, you know, or whatever, we will stand behind that and nobody will get in trouble for doing the right thing and doing what's right for a customer. So, you know, and that's really kind of been my core. I've been with the company for over, you know, almost 15 years now. This is a great company to work for, and it's great having that type of leadership behind us.
It really must be, and you can definitely see that. You know, one of the other core values I see here is do right, and you mentioned that you're out there looking to do the right thing. It says right here on the website that the company will take a financial hit to do what is right. Seems like what you're talking about there with your CEO.
Absolutely. You know, whether it's new or used, we stand behind our product. I mean, so I, for example, I've sold some used equipment to some guys, and I'll tell guys about probably that I stand behind it for 30 or 60 days. And it's not that we have warranty on it, but that's just what, you know, if I bought something, somebody would stand behind. I mean, if something goes wrong in the first 36 days, there was something wrong with that unit or something, you know, that piece of equipment. So we stand behind things. It's really nice having that on board with our leadership that they enforce that. And we absolutely will. We will take a financial hit if it's the right thing to do.
Sure. And I'm sure that creates a lot of business for you guys in the long run too, because that's all that a trucking company is looking for is somebody to stand behind them and to stand behind the products that they use. I'm having so much fun here reading through your website. The We Bleed Blue. I love it, man. MCT doing some great things out here in the trucking industry. And before I let you go, Zach, I want to give you a chance to have the floor, say anything you want to any of the drivers that might be listening or any of the H&M employees out there on behalf of MCT. So please, the floor is yours.
I'd like to say that, you know, we're here for our customers, service, parts, sales. We'll stand behind our work. If you have anything you need that, you know, in temperature control, APU wise, anything we can help with at all, if you just have questions, we're more than happy to answer those questions. Like I said, we're just here to help you. We're here to help, you know, if we can help you make the right choice for your business. But if we're not the right choice, that's okay too. Like I said, we want to be your partner. We don't want to be your vendor. You know, we want to be partners. We want to partner.
Absolutely. Great stuff there. Zach Willett, sales manager of MCT Companies. Again, you can check out that website over at mctcompanies.com. Zach, on behalf of everyone at H&M, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with us for a few minutes here today. We really appreciate it. And the next time we have a vendor episode, we'll be calling you again. All right.
That sounds great, Marcus. I really appreciate it.
Yep. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, I'm going to cut in on the great suppliers of all of the equipment that H&M uses right now for a little bit of breaking news. This is crazy. It's coming from thetrucker.com. Two companies with special Class 8 tractor projects dealing with emissions and aerodynamics have issued reports on their progress. The Shell Starship 3.0 has completed a U.S. West Coast demonstration run once again, and the company officials say the rig showcases, quote, the art of the possible for efficiency and carbon reduction in commercial road transport, end quote. This third generation Starship truck, which looks like a goddamn spaceship, no questions asked, the thing looks crazy. It's equipped with a Cummins X15N natural gas engine and powered by renewable natural gas. It ran a fully loaded trailer on an 840-mile loop throughout California, collecting critical performance data, according to this news release. Now, over at Volvo Trucks North America, also known as VTNA for the purposes of this article, officials have unveiled the company's Super Truck 2, a debut on the VTNA YouTube channel. The Super Truck 2 program, which is a public-private partnership with the U.S. Department of Energy, tasked manufacturers with achieving a 100% freight efficiency improvement over their submitted 2009 baselines, according to a news statement. Volvo Trucks Super Truck 2 will make its first public appearance in the Volvo Trucks booth at the American Trucking Association's 2023 Management Conference and Exhibition, taking place October 14th through 17th in Austin, Texas, offering a glimpse at styling and engineering cues for the future generations of trucks. Meanwhile, Shell's Starship 3.0, loaded with Shell Rotella engine oil, measured sustainable freight ton efficiency using ton miles of goods transported per kilogram of CO2 emitted. Jesus, that's like a math problem. These results were third-party monitored and verified by the North American Council for Freight Efficiency and was done with the first two versions of the Starship demonstrations. Shell Starship 3.0 completed the demonstration run while operating near the maximum permissible gross vehicle weight of 80,000 pounds for a Class 8 truck. Shell Starship 3.0 achieved improvements over the U.S. average for diesel Class 8 trucks of 2.4 times better freight ton efficiency, assessed on a ton miles per gallon basis, and 3.23 times better FTE, assessed on ton miles per kilogram of CO2 emitted. That was a mouthful. What does it all mean? Well, it means that we've got a couple new trucks here, both from the Shell Starship program and Volvo Trucks North America branch of more efficient trucks, trucks that are going to burn less fuel or burn a different fuel in the case of the Shell Starship 3.0. Some really interesting stuff. And this technology seems to be technology that will include drivers. This next story, that's a little bit different. This one also coming from thetrucker.com, and these both courtesy of Eve Essery. She sent me both of these articles, so big ups to Eve on that. AP Mueller Maersk and autonomous trucking outfitter Kodiak Robotics have launched the first commercial autonomous trucking lane between Houston and Oklahoma City. According to a news release, the freight lane marks an expansion of the collaboration between Kodiak and Maersk, which began with their first autonomous freight deliveries together in November 2022 as part of Maersk's Global Innovation Center program. Kodiak has been delivering 8 loads per week with a safety driver behind the wheel for Maersk customers since August, according to the news release. Kodiak and Maersk are completing 4 round trips per week on a 24-hour-a-day, 4-day-a-week basis between a Houston facility where consumer products are loaded onto a 53-foot trailer, hauling these to a distribution center in Oklahoma City. So, autonomous truck lane, it's a thing now. It might just be a thing for one company, but it is a thing. The good news I see in this here, of course, technology is always going to be innovating. That's the very nature of the beast when we're talking about technology, but we had a safety driver behind the wheel. This is something that constantly comes up when you talk about autonomous trucks. Are you just going to put them out there by themselves with nobody operating it? I don't really think so. Now, this is my opinion, and that and 50 cents won't buy you a cold cup of bad truck stop coffee. But while this program rolls out, not only for Maersk and Kodiak, but for a lot of other companies that are going to be pioneering in the autonomous truck lane, it's you're going to have a human behind the wheel of those things. Maybe they're not driving. Maybe they're not running the pedals. Maybe they're not touching the gas or shifting gears or anything like that. But what happens if all of a sudden the thing blue screens? All right. I spent $1,500 on this computer and the damn thing will just lock up every now and then. We can't have that in an autonomous truck lane. That's going to play hell with logistics up and down the lane there. So I think it's interesting. The reason I'm bringing you guys this, look, I do a podcast for H&M drivers, okay? So it doesn't really play into my interest to see a bunch of autonomous trucks out there, especially not ones with H&M logos on the side. Now, I don't think that's something we're looking at for a long time. Once again, I'm no expert, but this autonomous truck that's running 24 hours a day and 4 days a week has a safety operator behind the wheel, and I think that that is a very important aspect of this news story. That's your breaking news on the H&M Trucking Podcast. Let's get back to the vendor interviews, man. I'm loving these things. Next up here on the H&M Trucking Podcast vendor episode special, we've got the regional sales manager from Tech Equipment, Steve Christensen, on the line. Steve, thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your time today.
Hey, thank you, Marcus. Glad to help.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about Tech Equipment? I'm very curious because I talk to a lot of companies out of the Midwest. That seems to be where a lot of the companies that are in the transportation industry either originated or call home. And I see on your website that Tech Equipment is actually headquartered in my home state of Oregon in the beautiful city of Portland. So talk me through what Tech Equipment does and what they offer to all their clients.
Tech Equipment is probably the second or third largest Volvo dealer network in the United States. They were founded in Portland, as you say, in 1976 as a used truck store. It's growing. They've added some Mack and Volvo dealerships over the last 30 years. And just recently here, about a year and a half ago, bought out the dealer out of Omaha, Nebraska and Sioux Falls, South Dakota and Sioux City, Iowa, which brought us into the Tech Equipment fold.
Gotcha. Now, what type of, or I guess, what product lines are you guys currently supplying H&M Trucking with?
H&M is a buyer of our Volvo product line out of Omaha, Nebraska. We run, Tech Equipment has about 32 to 34 Volvo and Mack dealerships, Omaha being one. And yeah, H&M's been a great partner with us for, oh, I'd have to go back and look, probably 16, 17 years.
Wow. Do you guys, when you build a relationship like the one that you've got with H&M, how does that benefit both companies? Obviously, you guys are, you've worked well together for a long time. H&M's been running Volvos and absolutely loves them. This has got to be a great benefit for both of you guys to be able to work together, yeah?
Oh, it sure does. And H&M is a very high-profile account. They're always on the next step of the new technology. And that helps us with other customers, maybe not quite the size of H&M, but when they see a respected fleet like H&M, as they are, they want to, hey, what are they doing that we don't know? Why aren't we running that product? So, or that trailer or truck or whatever it is. So that's how it helps us. And it helps us sell other trucks when you have a very high-profile quality fleet like H&M Trucking.
For sure. You know, H&M running the Volvos, I've been doing this podcast thing for a little over a year now. I've talked to a lot of truck drivers. I've talked to a lot of office staff and the like. And the one thing I've always found kind of funny is that there's a little bit of a stigma in the trucking industry around the Volvos, and I don't know why. I've sat in a brand new one when I was visiting the H&M shop. I've gotten to be around them. I've talked to a lot of drivers that love them. What do you think is behind that stigma that, you know, there's Volvos seem to be the butt of some jokes out there, and I've never understood why it was such a great quality product.
Yeah, you do hear a little bit of that. That's diminished over the last probably 10 years. Volvo's a European company based in Gothenburg, Sweden. When I say that, all of our trucks are made in the United States by the UAW workers in Hagerstown, Maryland, and New River Valley, Virginia. But saying that, early on, and when I say early on in the trucking, they came into the States probably in the late 70s, early 80s, and they've always had a European tilt to them a little bit. And so the big hood truck drivers kind of thought Volvo was not up to their snuff, so to speak. That has changed dramatically because Volvo was one of the first fleets to come in with what we call an integral sleeper that you don't have to crawl or step into. The floor is flat. It's all integrated with the front cab. They're also the first ones to come out with a very fuel efficient diesel engine that they own and they service themselves. So if you have a problem with it, we like to say the buck stops here at Volvo. It's our engine, it's our transmission, it's our truck and cab. So we can't sit here if there is an issue, we don't point to other people. We're pointing at ourselves and we got to get the problem figured out. And that helps a lot when you get, you know, a lot of these trucks are built with three or four different OEM offerings and transmission, engine, and cab. You can get a little electrical problem. Just as an example, could be you'll have three people pointing at each other saying it's their fault, it's their fault, it's their fault. Well, it's all our fault when we have a problem and we like to take care of them quickly.
Do you find that supplying that type of service to your customers really keeps them coming back? Because I imagine that those headaches that you could get by, you know, having to go to this shop for the electronics and this shop for the you know, drivetrain is something that would really not be a cost-effective way to service your vehicles.
No, not at all. And then, you know, and the bill is only at one location, or the warranty agreement is only from right here. So we're not reaching across the street to another engine manufacturer or another transmission manufacturer. The ball is in our court and we got to take care of it. The other thing, Volvo got really aggressive with bringing the automotive to the over-the-road truck. And they brought the safety to it with the driver's airbag. They're one of the first to make collision avoidance standard in an over-the-road semi. Mm-hmm. I like to say when you get in behind the wheel of a Volvo, you're driving a really nice diesel pickup.
Yeah, I definitely felt that sitting in one. And then now they're not dumb enough to give me the keys and let me actually fire the thing up. So I didn't get to drive it, but I did get to sit in it. And that's exactly what it felt like. I've said this many times on this podcast, but I would take one of those driver's seats in those new Volvos and sit in it to do this podcast every day. It's one of the most comfortable seats I've ever put my butt in.
Well, and you know, and a lot of that credit H&M for seeing that. And not only that, when H&M, I've been in this business a long time and there always used to be, well, that's just a fleet truck. Well, H&M is a large fleet. And I can tell you that the specifications on their new Volvos, that's no fleet truck.
Yeah.
That truck is equivalent to an owner-operator specified truck. So you're not driving a fleet truck at H&M. You're driving an owner-operator truck.
Oh, yeah.
You know, their refrigerators, largest fridge in the industry, they offer plenty of storage in the bunk. Their automated manual transmissions, that's the best in the business. Even my competitors will admit that. And we got a good, powerful engine, and they offer them all the amenities. You know, there's inverters for guys that need electrical source without the truck running. They're putting APUs, auxiliary power units in all their trucks. They buy nice stuff. They don't buy the lower level interior. They buy that good level interior. I mean, they just, and that's a testament to how they want to keep their drivers.
Sure. Well, there's no slack faces around the yard when a driver's coming in to pick up a new truck. I know that for a fact. And, you know, you mentioned a couple of the features of these trucks that I definitely wanted to touch on. The first one is the fuel efficiency. Diesel is up over $6 a gallon in California right now. And so fuel efficiency is paramount, I imagine, for a lot of large fleets like H&M.
Yeah, you know, when you're talking all the way down to the single owner operator, they can attest to how fuel can affect your bottom line. But you know, you start adding 200-300 trucks times a couple of tenths of a gallon difference. That's a lot of money over a year's time. So yeah, any increase or non-decrease in fuel economy is a win-win for everybody.
For sure. The other thing that you touched on that I think is great, and I've talked to a couple of drivers here just recently that mentioned it, is that forward collision detection. You know, there's a little bit of apprehension, I guess you'd say, among some of the drivers that have been in the industry for 20 or 30 years. Their senses are so finely tuned to be paying attention to, you know, two or three cars in front of them on the road, what's going on 360 degrees around the truck, that I think they're nervous sometimes that their senses are going to be dulled with the forward collision detection technology. But really what I think happens is your senses get even sharper because now you have a computer assisting you in that awareness that comes with driving a truck for 20 or 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. And it takes some getting used to. I just got a pickup a couple of years ago that had it on it, and I wasn't really a big fan of it until it literally saved my life one day. So that is a huge thing for the driver. And the companies aren't putting these on to penalize a driver. They're putting it on to save them and the company. You know, with the advent of the smartphone and the fact that nobody can pull over and wait to look at a text, you know, it's almost, I made the comment to somebody yesterday, it seems like every accident we see is a rear-end collision nowadays.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that has to do with the four-wheelers and looking at the smartphones.
Yep.
So anything that can help that driver, because we all know that you drop your sunglasses or you spilt your Coke or whatever you might be, one glance to the bottom of the floor or towards your feet, you're covering a football field in 60, 65 mile an hour in a couple seconds. So it won't be long and they'll be mandatory.
Sure. And probably for good reason. Like you said, it protects the company. It's protecting the drivers. The insurance companies like it. It seems to be one of those things that's just the groundwork is laid for it to be a mandatory addition. It's just not quite there yet.
Yeah. I would agree.
Well, Steve, this has been great. Getting to talk to you about, especially about the Volvos, is something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, to get somebody on here that knows these trucks in and out besides the drivers and can tell us a little bit about them. So I really appreciate the time. I do want to give you the floor real quick. If there's anything you'd like to say to any of the employees or drivers at H&M or any of your employees that might be listening, the floor is yours.
Well, hey, all I can say is H&M is a wonderful customer of Tech Equipment. They have our full support. If there's any questions out there from anybody from H&M, I'll throw out my cell phone number, 402-306-1098. I'm wide open on ears. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you might have. Tech Equipment has been around a long time. We're looking to grow in the Midwest, even farther to the east, as we are a West Coast company now just getting into the Midwest. So please reach out. We've got some very good technicians and parts counter people that can help you in any of your needs. So thank you very much for having me.
Oh, of course. And a first here on the podcast, we've got somebody giving out their cell phone number. You are a brave individual, Steve. I like your style.
I'm in sales at 724, so let me know.
All right. That's Steve Christensen, Regional Sales Manager for Tech Equipment. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
One of the things that I will never stop loving about what I get to do for a living is breaking the mold, changing things up just a little bit. And today's episode was exactly that. I had a fantastic time talking to the vendors that supply H&M with the great equipment that they use every single day to keep the company moving forward and keep the paychecks coming into everyone's pocket. Big thanks to Mark Golden, Ops Director from Mid-States Utility, Zach Willett, Sales Manager from MCT Co., and Steve Christensen, Regional Manager of Tech Equipment. These guys did great. They came on the podcast in their own free time, and they provided us with some awesome insight and also kind of a behind the scenes look at the relationship that H&M and these awesome companies have formed over the years. The culture at H&M runs deep, okay? I can see that from so many different angles at this point. You know, it's one thing to have a driver say, hey, they really care about me. It's another thing to have an office staff member say, hey, they really care about me. It's a completely different ball field to have some of the vendors come on this podcast and say the awesome things that they said about H&M Trucking and working with H&M Trucking. We got a winner here. That's all that I can say. Great episode today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, all the stuff I said at the beginning still sounds true. Like, subscribe, share, and comment on those posts. And I just got a little bird that flew in the room and told me we might be having a guest on to talk about all the social media available to you as H&M employees. That's pretty exciting, so look forward to that coming up in a future episode. We're also going to have a mental health episode on the horizon, and we'll get into some winter driving in the coming weeks because, as all of you out there in the Midwest know, it's coming. You can feel it in your bones, man. It's getting chilly. Nighttime, all of a sudden, you got to have on a heavy jacket. Where did that come from? I was in shorts and a t-shirt 3 weeks ago. But that is also something I feel like Oregon kind of shares with the Midwest. There's this like Pacific Northwest chic that we have. We like to call it the Oregon look. And that's when you've got on like a windbreaker and shorts and flip-flops. It's like you're good. Even if it rains hard, still going to be warm enough. The legs, they might get a little chilly. That's okay. Goosebumps have never scared anybody. But Midwest chic kind of has that same thing. I don't know that you guys get the shorts and the flip-flops as much out there as what we do over here in the Pacific Northwest. But I can tell you one thing right now. We're both preparing for the inevitable the same way by sitting inside on shitty weather days and wishing that we weren't. We'll talk about all that in the coming weeks. This is the H&M Trucking Podcast, and it is here for you, the H&M driver, the H&M employee. So don't forget to share it with all your friends and make sure to comment. Tell me how I'm doing on these social media posts, because really, I deeply crave everybody's acceptance, and it's the only thing that's going to help me sleep at night. Stay fresh, cheese bags. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the H&M Trucking Podcast. Please leave a review, subscribe, and connect with Marcus over at the H&M Trucking social media channels. And if you're considering a job at H&M, find us at hmtrucking.com. Until next time, stay safe and ahead of the curve drivers.